Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by co-founder Peter Gordon with Indoor Air Professionals Incorporated. And Peter, how long have you guys been in business?
We've been there 28 years.
And you say there, just one location?
No. We started out in Cheektowaga, moved twice there, then West Seneca from 2001 to 2008, and bought a building on Commerce Parkway in Lancaster to fit our growth needs for our manufacturing process.
And you cover what kind of territory? Is it just this county or more?
Yeah, okay, so that's a great question. So we cover 13 counties of Western New York for residential duct cleaning and mold services. We cover basically the country for commercial and industrial services because the technology that we use for duct cleaning is so unique. It's the only one specified by engineers for use in hospitals. And like right now we're cleaning an oil platform off the coast of California. And we also are the largest supplier to the U.S. Navy. So that takes our technicians, which by the way, we have 8 in San Diego, in Coronado Island that do nothing but Navy, except in residential, when residential gets real busy in Buffalo, we fly them in and put them up here to handle our rush in September, October, November. But yeah, so they go to Japan a lot to clean Navy ships, Seattle, Norfolk, places like that.
Not to steal from the Discovery Channel's Mike Rowe, but this by definition sounds like what would be a dirty job. How does one such as yourself become enamored of this as your business?
Yeah, way backwards. All right, so very long story, short as possible. We knew a pilot from TWA. Now I'm dating myself. You know, for millennials, you'll need to look that up in your history books. Hopefully they haven't distorted it like the rest of the lot. But at any rate, he flew in these guys from Sweden that were coming to America, like the movie, to find entrepreneurs. And I was just winding down a business in in-store radio advertising. And so we connected with these guys from Sweden, and they had the most unique technology to clean ductwork called the Gollum system at the time. Now it's called the Collum system, C-O-L-L-O-M. Long story there. But anyway, and it was very unique. Now, keeping in mind, my technical background was I went to the thermostat and called for heat or cool, comfort, and I knew nothing about what grows into the bowels of ductwork. And yeah, it's funny because my father always said, he goes, I don't care what you do. He goes, if you're the best fly swatter or best toilet bowl cleaner, we came darn close to that in what we do for cleaning out ductwork. So, and we can talk more about that later.
Sure. Now, you just mentioned this Cullum system, as it's now come to be called.
Yeah.
So what is it about that process? What makes that so special and unique?
Okay. Yeah, so what it uses high volume, high pressure air, and the existing paradigm to this date for duct cleaning uses rotating brushes and low volume air. So what does that mean to the average person? A low volume air compressor is 10 to 20 cubic feet a minute of air volume, and it's what you use to blow up tires on your bicycle or car. And the compressor that we use is 185 CFM. You see our trucks towing it behind, and that will drive 2 jackhammers, you know, on a bridge on the 90. Okay, so big difference. And so what does it mean? It means that we get to scrape the sides and the tops of the duct work out. If you went to our website at indoorairpro.com and you go to the residential and duct cleaning section, there's some great videos on how it cleans and scrapes it out. So at the end of the day, we're able to clean 95 to 99% of the contamination out of a duct system, and the next best system only cleans 40 to 50, maybe 60 if the technician, you know, obviously we've hired people that work for other companies. A good technician could make the brushes combined with low volume, maybe get to 65%, but never close to where we are. So the problem with the industry is that it is like it's set up as a scam because the equipment is not capable of cleaning it all out.
Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned or you referred to this as blowing it out. Do you, as far as the process, have to then naturally cover all of the potential exits for air?
Oh, absolutely,
air
yeah.
So we're talking the cold air return, hot air return?
We have a term called hospital containment. So you have to, first of all, seal off all the vents, both the supplies and the returns, and put it under a high-volume negative air. This is another thing that most duct cleaning utilizes, a large HEPA-filtered vacuum, some are truck-mounted. But nonetheless, you need to have some form of negative air, and the column system is actually an air knife that scrapes and blasts the contamination towards where the vacuum's hooked up. So it's all about zoning the system down to small sections, and we actually have had to clean hospital areas with, you know, that are occupied by patients. So you can imagine how tricky that could get.
I'm guessing the size of the home, business, or commercial application also necessarily means a difference in how many people you have doing the work and how long it takes to do the setup. And then
it's most residentials are jobs are done with two technicians. One works in the basement to run the air knife through, and one works from the upstairs to seal off the vents and then hand clean them. If your basement is completely finished and with drywall, then we're working more from upstairs to run the nozzle down towards the furnace. So yeah, there's all kinds of tricks. Commercial crews are usually three technicians and sometimes 12 on a job because we have to do plant shutdowns and get in and out fast. Same thing with aircraft carriers.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on WBEN, talking with Peter Gordon, who is the co-founder of Indoor Air Professionals. And Peter, a little bit of show and tell. Not the easiest thing to do on radio, but I'll make my best attempt at it. You've actually brought in a couple of devices, one of which, by the way, has been running and continues to run throughout the course of this interview, in fact, in the background. So I'm guessing that most people, until I mention something, haven't heard anything and probably still can't pick it up, but one of your units is actually working right now.
Correct. Yeah, that is a medical grade air purifier, which is one of our probably best bullets in improving indoor air quality. Once you do source contamination removal, like anything else, you know, it starts with, if you have a forced air system, you need to thoroughly clean the ductwork. Or if you have mold, you need to get rid of the mold. But then after that, how do you get a step ahead? Because one of the biggest culprits in indoor air quality is the fact that we as human beings shed approximately 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. So that is floating around. And as well as you bring in pollens and dirt from the outside when we open our windows, you can hear this is the laser particle counter running. And it's purging right now, so I'll let you do the reading. Now, we usually see between 80,000 and 100,000, 80,000 and a half a million small particles per cubic feet of air. And it's a good thing we did this before, because when I hold it over the machine, what do you see, Randy?
I see a zero.
Yeah, a big fat zero. Okay, so it's usually incremental. We usually see about 500,000, the next reading would be about 80,000, and the third reading will be zero. So it takes about 8 seconds to get there. So it's taking those large and small particles. But by the way, this particular machine covers 1,000 square feet. We have had it for 20 years now, and I always go by what are the results. Forget with all the jibber-jash. I mean, the technical point is everyone's heard of, not everyone, but a lot of people that, especially in the medical industry, have heard of HEPA filtration. Our vacuums that we use are all HEPA. That's high efficiency particulate arrestor. And that takes 99.97% removal of 0.3 microns. Okay, this machine filters 99.99 down to 0.007 microns, so that is 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration, 4,000%, however you want to say it. In addition to that, it kills 94 to 100% of bacteria, mold, and virus. And but like I said, I'm, you know, wherever. I'm from Buffalo, so show me. And so I have family members from New England that are highly allergic to cats. One of them, they would come to our house. We have two cats. The throat closes up, their eyes puff up, and boom, they're down to the Hampton Inn or, you know, the emergency room first. Then we get the medical-grade air purifier and put it in the master or in the guest bedroom for 5 hours on high. It's got three speeds, low, medium, high, and then put it in the family room, put the cats outside, and we were the family members were fine. Okay, then 5 years ago we were tested even more because grandma and grandpa were up the week before Thanksgiving, and we had 7 feet of snow at my house in 4 days. It looked a little nastier than today. And but at any rate, they were fine with the cats in the house running the machine. Now, I used to tell people that story, and they say, so why would you pay, you know, $900 so your mother-in-law could stay with you? And so I stopped using the mother-in-law, but I love her, so, you know, it's all good.
Yeah,
and but it is
that.
An amazing, and I've got testimony after testimony of people getting results. It's a must for people that are coming out of Roswell with a compromised immune system, you know, with all the radiation and chemo, your immune system's wiped out. So it's the perfect thing to have to create what we call a clean breathing zone.
A couple of minutes to go. Couple things that you just touched on I want to get in there. You mentioned the word virus.
And
a big thing right now, coronavirus. So with all the microns and the processing and weeding out of things, how will this system compare to fighting off or fending off coronavirus?
Okay. Coronavirus. I think I've heard of that before. Wasn't the president talking about that? Okay. Bottom line is coronavirus is 0.1 to 0.2 microns. Once again, this kills, zaps out of the air 0.007. It was 100% effective against the coronavirus. We're not, indoor air professionals has never been the scare tactics type. You know, we don't need that. We know what we do. We've searched out the best equipment, the best products, we just, you know, we run with that. We run with the results that people get. But, yeah, it is very effective, and I recommend these to anybody. They also have a new technology, same company, that now fits on a furnace. So you can install it for a whole house, maybe more efficient way to go depending on the size of your house.
Also, not above a little cross promotion. Recently, you were on Hammer Time, and a caller, Jim, had a nice little testimonial about your business.
Well, I just wanted to kind of give a shout out and talk about our experience over the last 15 years with indoor. Been happy to have them in three of our homes. In that
wonderful
time, and just great, fabulous. It gives you a lot of peace of mind knowing that you're cleaning, breathing in clean air on a daily basis. Recently, we picked up the. I believe it's a hospital-grade portable air filter, and it's been remarkable for sleep, and we've noticed a big difference just in our sleeping patterns with breathing in clean air and waking up feeling refreshed. So I just wanted to comment on that. I would highly recommend them to anybody out there that wants peace of mind knowing that their ducts are clean and they're cleaning and breathing in clean air on a regular basis.
I like it better when you can hear it from other people because obviously I have an agenda to... keep our organization about 42 people going each day, and I will say that everybody is passionate about helping people breathe easier.
You've got about a half a minute, and I didn't want to let you go without at least talking a little bit about Canberra, which is a division of what you do.
Absolutely. It's a, yeah, we could fill up a whole segment on that, which we probably should do, but it's a tea tree oil product that we used 28 years ago in duct cleaning in a raw form, just the tea tree oil in an air handling unit for a flood, fire, restoration, mold job. And then in 2007 and 8, we began to formulate it into a gel, which is very popular all over the world, on many boats and pet stores and everything like that. And it evaporates into the air, breaks down bacteria, mold, and virus. Although, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be able to say that now. It does that, but then we become a pesticide. So strike that from the jury. It works really well. It stops the stink. It comes in a spray, wipes, and soap and essential oil that you can diffuse. And now there's a whole new sports line and that has an anti-chafing product. I cycle a lot, so it's a great chamois cream.
Very good. We can all breathe easier having chatted with you just now. Sorry, I had to put that in there.
Yeah.
All right, Peter, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, Randy. And I want to thank all our listeners across Western New York because I know that, you know, we've done 53,000 homes and tons of schools, businesses, and hospitals, and it wouldn't be possible without all the people calling us up and taking advantage of breathing easier, as you say.
Absolutely. Peter Gordon, co-founder, Indoor Air Professionals Incorporated. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.